You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. Today, we're joined by special guest Rachel Loomis, who is the owner of Beaufort Bell. Thanks for joining us today, Rachel.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate you having me here. I'm excited.
We're excited to have you. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Beaufort Bell?
Oh, sure. So my name is Rachel Loomis, and I am the owner of Beaufort Bell Company. We go by Beaufort Bell, or that's what we're known as, and we're located at 809 Bay Street in downtown Beaufort. We are located in the heart of our little town, and we're so happy to be there. We offer all things Southern Girl, and we really pride ourselves on catering to the modern day Southern Belle, whether you're 2 years old or 92. I promise we have something for you.
I love that. I love that you were able to incorporate a little bit of that Southern charm in there as well.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's unique to you. So you guys said you were on Bay Street. Is that where you originally started, or did you have another location before now?
Well, whenever I opened Beaufort Bell, that is where I started that particular shop. It is my second shop, and I was located over on Ladies Island before, and it was more of a destination location.
Okay.
Now I'm fortunate enough to be downtown, and we're absolutely loving it. It's really, really a great place to be.
That's awesome. Are you originally from Beaufort, or what brought you here?
I'm not. So we've been here, my family and I, we moved here about 12 and a half years ago. We moved from Michigan. I was there for 20 years, and I'm not originally from there, but my husband's work brought us down here. So we were supposed to be here temporarily, maybe for like a 3 to 6 month project.
Okay.
And by the time we got through the first 3 months, I started looking for houses because I'm like, I don't want to leave. This is this fabulous is down here. Yeah, like this is it. And it felt much more like home. So I'm originally from Missouri. And it was just so nice because everyone would wave and say hello and make eye contact. And it just felt so much more familiar and like home. So we loved it, did some house shopping. And 12 years later, here we are. And I have a shop downtown. So going nowhere. I plan to stay here. We absolutely adore beautiful Beaufort.
It is absolutely beautiful. I totally agree. And everyone is so kind and friendly and neighborly there, and willing to reach out. I don't think you could have chosen a better location to really set up shop and, you know, make that your home.
Yeah, I agree. And it's so much fun. So much fun.
That's awesome. So I'm just curious, how did you even come up with the idea for Beaufort Bell?
Well, a little backstory, and I'll try to make this as concise as I can, because we don't have all day, right? So I'm a mama to six. I have six children. Five of them are girls. And I have round one, and they're like either in their early 30s or I guess late 20s. And I have three younger girls.
Okay.
And something that I absolutely love, love, love to do is dress my girls. I had a great time dressing my boy, but that window was like really small to properly dress little boys. So
yeah, before they get a little too wild and hard to deal with, you can't dress them anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Before they want to do like the t-shirts and, you know, grubby, whatever.
Yep.
So anyway, I really, really enjoy, and it's like an honor for me to dress my girls, and it always has been. So I started a little clothing line called Fabulous Girl Clothing, and I guess inadvertently I did. I just started sewing for my own girls, and people would stop me on the street and ask me where I got the dresses from and things like that. So next thing you know, Fabulous Girl Clothing is born. So that's kind of how that started. Once my girls outgrew my line, which is when they were probably about 8 to 10 years old, they outgrew what I was making and what I was actually having produced. So I was able to grow the business to the point where I have help, which is fantastic. My lead seamstress is amazing, and everything is made here in the Carolinas, but my own girls outgrew my line. So I was like, oh dear, now what do I do? Well, lo and behold, they also like t-shirts, and this whole Southern, there's a whole like Southern t-shirt industry, I suppose. And that's what they were into. That's what they wanted. And they were getting into sports and different things.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, I want to dress my girls. So I got to shift gears. So I still do the little girls clothing line. And that is also offered at my shop on Bay Street. But I also design and make products or have products made for Beaufort Bell. And some of those things are t-shirts, and they're like high quality. They are original designs. They're kind of a staple of my shop downtown. So in a way, or in a roundabout way, I guess, I still get to dress my girls and things that they like. So best of both worlds for me.
I think that's so fun. And everyone listening, you should check out her website. You'll see a fun little section where the t-shirts are called the Beauties.
Yeah,
it's a fun little play on words.
Yeah, our Beauties, exactly.
That's very cute.
Thanks.
I love how you were able to incorporate the Lowcountry lifestyle and the feel of Beaufort into your website. I think it's fun and it really resonates well. So right now it is a holiday season. Do you guys do anything special for the holidays?
Oh, wow. We have been so busy this entire holiday season. So a few weeks ago, we kicked off the holiday season with what we called Pink Friday. And it is a new movement started this year by boutique owners across America to encourage people to shop small first. And Jessica of Tabby Shore, which is also another really fabulous little shop downtown, her and I both did it, and hopefully next year more shop owners will do it as well. But that was just to encourage people to come out and see us. We had VIP events after hours for our most loyal regular customers, and it just encouraged everyone to shop small first before they do the big box, you know, Black Friday and all that business. So We did that. We have done what was called a Hometown Christmas, which is a Friday night little shopping event. Typically, it's called A Night on the Town, and it is a really, really great event. That's what made me absolutely fall so hard in love with Beaufort, and that's when I went to my first one years ago with my husband on date night. We went to A Night on the Town, and it was a great evening out, and it's where the shops downtown, the merchants, they stay open late, and so everyone can shop, and it's just very, very festive and fun, and they offer, like, some food and drink, and there's lots of music out in the street. They close the street and all. But anyway, I feel like I'm kind of rambling. But
you're okay.
We did a smaller version of that this year just because of the pandemic, but it was still a really successful event and evening. And we have just continued on with you know, a few little holiday specials, but mostly we really pride ourselves on offering exceptional customer service and having specialty items that people cannot find everywhere else. And I think that is really what a lot of, if not a lot, all of these shops and galleries and boutiques downtown, what we offer and what we bring to the table, other than, you know, opposite of the big box stores. So
that's a fun thing for you guys to do around the holidays. And I love the different events and how you were able to make things still work this year, even though it's a little different. And I love that you were able to participate in the Shop Pink. I actually saw quite a few businesses just from different areas all over the country that were participating in the Shop Pink. And I love that you took part in that.
Yeah, I'm really hopeful that it's something that will take off. This was the first year for it. And I hope that every year it just kind of grows. You know, American Express, they do the Shop Small Saturday, or Small Business Saturday, which is a fantastic day for us. Our people come out for us strong, and it's the downtown is hopping and everything. But it would be really super great if we can also make Pink Friday just as big and just as great. So we really appreciate all the support. Yeah, it's really a positive thing. It's fun.
I love it. And I love shopping local myself and taking part in that. So I love that you were able to really incorporate like the Shop Pink and everything. But I do actually have a question for you, and I know we kind of already talked about this. You mentioned that you started sewing yourself and making a lot of these clothes yourself. Is that something that you're still involved with in that process, or do you outsource it more now?
I do sew, actually, and that is how it all started, literally. That's how it all started, at my kitchen table with my mama's sewing machine, and I'm self-taught. So when I was in home ec class, I think way back when, in 7th or 8th grade or something, I was in tears because I could not successfully make, or at least it wasn't very pretty, just what's called a knife edge pillow. It's just a square, super basic pillow. And now I can sew. But I don't have to. I do have help. Now I sew for myself and for little projects around my house or for my girls here and there, kind of a thing. But I do have help. I have professional help, and they're amazing. And it's really, really very fun whenever I design either a dress or something for Fabulous Girl Clothing, or even a t-shirt, and I hand it off to other people who do that for a living, and it shows up to me all nice, neat, and folded, completed in like these brown boxes, you know, from Mr. UPS, and see my creations come to life or, you know, come to fruition. It really, really is super fun that, you know, to do that and see that, and it relieves me, I suppose, of a lot. So there's a big difference between sewing like a couple dresses for fun and sewing like 25 of the exact same thing or 50 of the same thing. So I leave that to the professionals at this point.
That's fair, but that's really cool. I love that you're self-taught, honestly. I think that shows that if there's something you really want to do, like, you can find a way to do it. And that's literally what you did with sewing. Like, I remember I was similar when I was back in home ec as well in junior high. I made a pillowcase and it was absolutely terrible. And that's supposed to be like the easiest thing that you can sew, right?
Same here with that pillow, I'm telling you. It was a mess. And I was in tears, but it is what it is. It was a learning lesson. I didn't sew for a really long time. I didn't sew until after I had my first baby. I was married, had my first baby. And then I'm like, you know what? I think I want to try to sew. So I just figured it out. Called my mom a lot, and she helped me thread the machine over the phone. But yeah, it's great.
See how far you've come, though? That's such an accomplishment. I really love it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Awesome. So how do you feel like Beaufort Belle has been received? Like, with Pink Friday, it sounds like it's been accepted really well, but I want to kind of hear your take on it.
You know what has been received really well? Before I opened Beaufort Belle, being my second store, not that I did not do this with my first one, because I did, but I really gave a whole lot of thought to my branding and cohesiveness, and I'm better at social media now than what I was 5 or 6 years ago. I also have help there, so if I can, I'm going to give a shout out to, again, Jessica at Soiree Social Media. She helps me a lot, and she's really, really great and organized. So, whenever I open my doors, like, I feel like I had everything really in place, and right down to like a branding board that I had made. I've worked with professional graphic artists and things like that. I'm not a graphic artist, and I wish that I was, because I'm the kind of girl, I know what I like, and either I like it or I love it or I don't. It's like one or the other, and I also know what I don't like. And I wish I could do all that for myself, but that is a skill set I do not have. So I have to like convey to them what I want, what I don't. And this time they for sure like really got my vision, and they understood me and got my brand and where I was going with it. And I just feel like it all really, really came together. So when I did open the doors, people loved us. They were excited about the store. I think it's very happy and vibrant, light and airy in there. And, I feel like that's how we carry ourselves. We welcome everybody, and it has been well received. We're very, very fortunate. I'm happy, really happy about that. And I plan to be here for a long time.
That's awesome. And I hope that you guys are there for a really long time, but it sounds like you will be, because you're doing great. And I just really wanted to mention that I really do appreciate your branding. You can tell that a lot of thought was put into your messaging and your branding, and it's very nice, cohesive, and together.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. So I wanted to ask, do a lot of visitors stop in your shop as well? Like, obviously you've mentioned a lot of the locals, but I wanted to know what makes your store appealing for people that aren't maybe from the area as well.
We do have a lot of tourists, actually. And that is one of the most fun parts of doing what we do and where we're located. So we have support from our locals, which is fantastic. We can't do what we do without them, of course. But our tourists, they are super fun. We get to hear all kinds of stories and find out where people are from. A lot of the items that I have made that are Beaufort Belle brand, I purposely make them so that whenever people do visit us, because we get so many visitors down here, that they can take a little piece of the South, a little piece of Beaufort back with them. So I have several exclusive designs at Beaufort Belle, whether it's our little tea towel that has it has a map of historic Beaufort on there. It's super cute. People are loving that. It's a new item. We have an Ellsworth and Ivy like Beaufort sweater that's been well received. But that way they can just kind of take back a little piece of Beaufort with them, you know, down here. And it just goes over really well. It could be something small. It might be like a little ornament. I have some handmade ornaments that are made by a local gal here in Beaufort, and sometimes I'll take one of those back or gift it to somebody. So that's really fantastic. And then, of course, when I said it's really great to talk to them and find out where they're from, I did come across one gal. Her name is Felicia, And lo and behold, they have a second home out here on Harbor Island, I believe. Shout out to her if she can hear this or listens or what have you. But turns out she went to the exact same high school that I did in Blue Springs, Missouri. And it was wild. Like, I love talking to all the people. It's so much fun. And it just brings so much life to the store and to our downtown. So her and our family, they come down here, I think, somewhere between 4 and 6 times a year and visit. And she always stops in, and we're a regular stop for her, as we are for several, actually, that are repeaters. So it's just, I keep saying this, but it really is very fun. There's a lot of energy down on Bay Street and here in Beaufort, and so much to see and share and all that. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. Who would have thought that someone from your high school would just show up in Beaufort one day and suddenly become a regular there?
So random. And I believe, if I remember correctly from our initial conversation, I believe she graduated maybe 10 years after I did. And I just feel like I could like go to dinner with her or something, and we would just chat it up the whole time. Like, it just really fun. Yeah. A little random, but very fun. And like, what a coincidence.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's one of my favorite things about Beaufort, is just like talking to people like you, the owners of the different businesses and things, and hearing how you guys are able to make people feel like they're a part of the community, even if they're not originally located there. Like, you're so welcoming, inviting, and I love that. I just want to switch gears really quick and have you tell us a little bit about your mission statement and how you guys came up with that and that whole process and what you guys stand for.
Oh, sure. So our mission statement was a labor of love. It's something that I gave a lot of thought to, and I actually worked with a copywriter on it. So they made me fill out like a 3 to 5 page questionnaire, which I thought I was going to lose my mind over. But because I'm like, why is this necessary? But in the end, I feel like I have a really lovely mission statement, and it just is so perfect for a brand. And I had a big printout of it made, and it's in this frame that is kind of like behind our register where everybody can see it. And I'm going to read it to you. I have a copy of it here with me, but it literally is what everything that our brand stands for, what it stems from. So how we greet our customers, how we carry ourselves, our purpose, like our, it is truly a mission statement, like why we are there and why we do what we do. And if we, for some reason, need a reminder, whether it be me or any of my staff, which they are fantastic. I have the best staff. Oh my goodness. We can always turn around and we just read the mission statement. If we need to get recentered or anything like that, that is what it's for. So if I could read it, I would love to, because people like it. Sometimes people want to buy it off the wall, which totally surprised me. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that would happen, but that was a pleasant surprise, of course. So
yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Okay. So it says, Beaufort Belle celebrates all things Southern girl. At Beaufort Belle, we honor milestones and hold traditions close while empowering modern girls to be bright, courageous, and kind. We believe manners still count, family recipes are the best, and everyone is welcome here. So that is who we are. That is what we do. And that's why we do what we do. And we really have a great time doing it. Personally, I love to entertain. I love my mama's cooking. I love her recipes. I love to collect recipes and hand them down. Of course, I want to encourage all girls to be bright, courageous, and kind. It's how I raise my own children, whether it's my one boy or if it's my 5 girls. And I love to share that with others. And through our brand, if we can encourage young girls or young women to strive for that or be that, I think it's fantastic. And we just welcome everybody.
That's great. It's very eloquently put. I think it sums up your brand and who you are as a company very well. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it very much. And it was fun. I had a good time. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. I think this is a great place for us to end. So thank you so much for joining us today, Rachel. It was really fun to talk to you and to get to know more about Beaufort Belle. Just to finish off, do you want to tell everyone where we can find you?
Absolutely. So we are located at 809 Bay Street. We're in downtown Beaufort, and completely on purpose, part of my branding is our striped awning. We're the only striped awning. It's blue and white. So look for that. If you can't see the street number or whatever, just look for the cute little awning. So we're there. You can find us at BeaufortBell.com. That's B-E-A-U-F-O-R-T, Bell, B-E-L-L-E.com. We're also all over Instagram. I mean, all over Instagram. And then, of course, Facebook, too.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening and joining us. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we will see you next time.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.